Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Hi, welcome to another inspiring episode of Winning Every Day, the devotional that helps you begin your day with faith, focus, and the Word of God. Wherever you are listening from today, I want you to know this: God is not finished with you. You may not be where you want to be yet, but if you are walking with Christ, you are being changed. Today, we are talking about becoming more like Christ. Our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And it reads, "And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." There is a remarkable story from the life of Corrie ten Boom, the Dutch Christian author and evangelist whose life became widely known through her autobiography, The Hiding Place. Years after her imprisonment during the Second World War, Corrie was speaking at a church service in Germany about God's forgiveness. After the service, a man approached her. She recognized him as a former guard from the prison camp where she had been held. He extended his hand and asked her to forgive him. Corrie later described the moment honestly. She did not feel like forgiving him. Her emotions resisted it. But she prayed for God's help, and she chose to obey what Jesus taught. She reached out her hand. What happened next became one of the most powerful testimonies of forgiveness in her life. Corrie testified that as she obeyed God, the ability to forgive came, not from her own strength, but from the power of Christ working in her. That moment reveals something important about becoming like Jesus. We do not become like Christ simply by admiring him. We become like Christ as we surrender to him, obey him, and allow his Spirit to work in us, even in moments when our natural feelings are pulling us in another direction. The goal of Christianity is not merely to attend church, know Bible verses, or identify as a Christian. The goal is to become more like Jesus. Romans 8 verse 29 says that God predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son. In other words, God is working on something deeper than our appearance. He is working on our character. He is teaching us to love like Jesus, to forgive like Jesus, to serve like Jesus, to speak with grace like Jesus, to remain faithful like Jesus. And sometimes, God uses the ordinary situations of life to do this work in us. You may pray for patience, and then find yourself in a situation that requires patience. You may ask God to make you more loving, and then encounter someone who is difficult to love. You may ask God to make you humble, and then find yourself in a situation where you must choose between proving yourself right and responding with grace. These moments can be uncomfortable, but they can also become opportunities for spiritual growth, because becoming like Christ is not just about what happens during a worship service. It is also about who we become when we are disappointed, misunderstood, corrected, delayed, ignored, or treated unfairly. Jesus said in John 13 verse 35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Our faith should become visible in our character. The more we walk with Jesus, the more his nature should begin to influence the way we respond to life. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23 speaks about the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Notice that Scripture calls these things fruit. Fruit grows. It develops over time. Nobody plants a seed today and expects a tree tomorrow morning. In the same way, spiritual growth is a process. You may still have areas where God is working on you. You may still struggle with impatience. You may still have moments when your emotions get the better of you. You may still be learning how to respond with wisdom instead of reacting in anger. But do not despise the process. So today, don't only ask, Lord, bless me. Also ask, Lord, make me more like you. Make me more patient. Make me more compassionate. Make me more truthful. Make me more forgiving. Make me more faithful. Make me more like Jesus. Because sometimes, the greatest answer to a prayer is not that God changes the situation around you. Sometimes, He changes you in the middle of the situation. And when He changes you, you can face situations that would have once defeated you with a new strength, a new wisdom, and a new perspective. As you go today, I declare over your life, you are growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your character is being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. You will not remain stuck in old patterns, old reactions, or old ways of thinking. God is producing in you the character of Christ. You will grow in patience, wisdom, love, self-control, humility, and faith in Jesus' name. The situations that once exposed your weaknesses will become opportunities for God to reveal His work in you. You will not be controlled by anger, bitterness, fear, or discouragement. You are becoming more like Jesus every day, and the people around you will see the evidence of God's work in your life. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what aspect of Christ's character is God currently developing in me? Is it patience, forgiveness, humility, compassion, self-control, faith? And when I am under pressure, do people see more of my old nature or more of Christ in me? Don't answer that question to condemn yourself. Answer it honestly so you can invite God into that area. Action steps for the day. Today, take three simple steps. First, choose one quality of Jesus you want to consciously reflect today. Maybe patience, maybe kindness, maybe forgiveness. Second, before reacting to a difficult situation, pause and ask yourself, what would it look like for me to respond like Jesus? Third, spend a few minutes in the Gospels today watching how Jesus treated people. Pay attention not only to what He taught, but to how He spoke, served, listened, showed compassion, and responded under pressure. Then ask God to form that same character in you. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. I want you to say this with me. I am being transformed into the image of Christ. God is working in me every day. I am growing in grace, wisdom, love, patience, and faith. I do not have to remain the person I used to be. The Holy Spirit is changing me from the inside out. My life will reflect the character of Jesus. Today, I will walk in love, respond with grace, choose wisdom, and live by faith. I am becoming more like Christ every day. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the work you are doing in every listener's life. Thank you that we are not abandoned to our old nature, our past mistakes, or our weaknesses. Thank you that your Spirit is transforming us and making us more like Jesus. Today, help us to reflect Christ in our words, our choices, our relationships, our work, and our responses. Give us grace to grow, humility to receive correction, strength to obey, and a heart that remains close to you. Guide our steps throughout this day. Protect us. Give us wisdom. And let our lives become a blessing to the people we encounter. May the character of Christ be seen in us. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with us on Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who needs encouragement today. You never know whose life may be strengthened by the message you pass along. Until next time, remember, you can win every day not because every day is easy, but because Christ is at work in you. God bless you and have a victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, Why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.